Thousands of Oklahoma churchgoers are asking what they should do if a gunman walks into their sanctuaries. Church members are flocking to training classes led by state security experts and considering carrying guns. State lawmakers are considering legislation to extend legal protections to churchgoers who use lethal force. State Impact's Quentin Chandler has the story.
Since 2006, the U.S. has averaged an active shooter event with four or more deaths every 2.9 months.
That's no hymn and definitely not scripture. An instructional movie simulating shooting rampages is playing on a projector screen hanging above the pulpit between two banners that read Good Shepherd and Lion of Judah. It's a weeknight at First United Methodist Church in Newkirk. More than 150 churchgoers from communities across northern Oklahoma came here to prepare for a mass shooting. One member, Lene Colson, has graying black hair and a small build. If a shooter walked in right now, fighting would not be her first choice.
It kind of depends on the situation, but I would hope that I would have a clear enough mind that I could protect myself enough, you know, hide behind something or whatever, to be able to get out.
Colson never dreamed she'd be training to defend herself from a shooter in church. It's hard to reconcile the safety concern with her faith.
We're supposed to have faith in God that He will protect us and take care of us. But then on the other hand, we're also supposed to help out and you know, be alert.
State legislators are talking about this, too. A bill that would extend the state's Stand Your Ground law to places of worship passed the House easily and is now in the Senate. Representative Greg Babinek sponsored the bill. During debate on the House floor in March, the Cushing Republican said he knows pastors who support the legislation and want their congregation armed.
They're happy about this. They like this. And these are things that they're already doing. And they want to have the immunity to be able to plan this out.
Under House Bill 2632, authorities would presume a worshiper who killed in self-defense had the right to use lethal force. It would give worshipers a strong defense from arrest and prosecution. Religious organizations would also be protected from lawsuits. Church gun bills also surfaced in Wyoming, Indiana, Virginia, and Michigan after the high-profile shooting in rural Texas in November 2017.
This morning, 26 killed and 20 others wounded in what is now the deadliest shooting in Texas history.
Before the shooting at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, a two-year-old church defense program offered by the state hardly got any attention. The State Office of Homeland Security had only taught two classes. When news about the Texas shooting broke, Jim McBride says demand soared.
This is, I think, the 35th, and every one of them has 10 to 20 different congregations represented.
McBride is a retired highway patrol captain who now works for the state security office. Since the Texas shooting, almost 2,000 Oklahomans from nearly 200 congregations have squeezed into chapels around the state for the free training. The training centers on 3 points. The most important one is taught early.
They need to have a plan for the fight or flight syndrome that your brain's going to go to automatically. They've got to be able to either get out or fight and not just stand there and freeze.
Next, McBride says church members should create a plan for everything, from weather to man-made emergencies. He also tells churches to check the building for weaknesses like doors that can't lock. The top question McBride gets, should church members carry guns?
Every congregation has a certain group that think everybody should be armed, and they have another certain group that thinks nobody should be armed. So they have to decide that internally themselves.
One benefit of armed churchgoers is a quick response in communities police will take a long time to reach. In a mass shooting, McBride says someone is shot every 15 seconds.
The cons are always not enough training for those people. What are their backgrounds? How are they really going to function under pressure?
Susan Rice, the pastor of First United, says her church allows attendees to carry concealed weapons, but they don't have solid plans for defending against an attack. That's why she requested the training.
We wanted to react in fear and chaos.
Rice says now leaders will make a plan to secure the church, and the whole congregation will breathe a little easier on Sundays. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.